from KQED.
As the National Park Service celebrates its 100th year, we're looking at the challenges facing the parks over the next century. One of them is diversity. By 2050, Caucasians will no longer be the majority, yet they're most of the people who visit national parks. Today, in our second story, KQED science reporter Leslie McClurg asks how the parks are going to draw more people who reflect the changing face of America.
National parks are not on Christina Watt's radar.
I don't know if I can say I've been to one, even to be honest. I can't say that I have.
I caught up with Watts in a San Francisco neighborhood where a lot of African Americans live, and she echoed what I heard from many of her neighbors.
We don't do hiking. We just don't do it. Like I said, it's a white people thing. White people hike.
Watts didn't know there was a national park in her backyard until recently.
We don't know that we have these national treasures around us. Like I said, I knew about Yosemite. I didn't know about Muir Woods until I was older.
Muir Woods is part of Golden Gate National Recreation Area, and it includes sites like Alcatraz and Ocean Beach. Millions of people visit every year, but the most recent survey in 2009 showed that only 1 in 5 tourists was a person of color. And yet the nation is about twice that diverse.
They just don't feel that relationship.
Nina Roberts is a professor at San Francisco State University. Her research focuses on race and culture in outdoor recreation.
Parks for all, parks forever, America's best idea. A lot of those are cliches in minority communities because they're still trying to figure out, okay, I hear that, but I'm not seeing the changes.
Changes that would show people of all backgrounds they're welcome. The park does preserve cultural places. Think Aztec ruins and African burial grounds. But across the park system, most employees are white. The uniforms make rangers look like immigration officials. And Robert says many African Americans, particularly elders, fear the outdoors and carry the scars of slavery and lynchings.
So what people do for leisure historically was not spending time in the outdoors because they worked in the outdoors or they were killed in the outdoors.
Park Service leaders are aware of these barriers, and they've been trying to draw people of color since the 1970s. Actually, that was one of the goals when Congress established the urban national parks, places such as Crissy Field in San Francisco.
This is our first time. Well, my first time.
On a windy morning, visitors stream out of white buses near the beach.
Oh, that's nice.
The Golden Gate Bridge peeks through morning fog rolling across the San Francisco Bay. Rangers pass out guides in 3 languages.
Yo voy a llevar un grupo que habla español.
Visitors traipse behind rangers speaking Spanish and Cantonese. One group circles around a patch of native grasses. Families stroll down the beach and enjoy a picnic lunch. Every Saturday, the Park Service's free shuttles pick people up at designated libraries in the Bay Area. Today's will return to the Mission District.
It was really nice.
It's amazing.
Happy day!
But not all outreach programs have been so successful. For example, inner city kids are often recruited for beach cleanups. So their first experience in the outdoors is picking up someone else's trash. And there are subtle ways the park system has discriminated.
At a local park here in Washington, D.C., for a time, the only signs in Spanish were no drinking allowed in the park.
Alan Spears is with the advocacy group, the National Parks Conservation Association. He says the marketing to people of color hasn't worked.
What we say to them is not, we've got a cure for your crappy life with national parks, but rather, we've got a park system. It's increasingly relevant to you and your community, and boy, we really need your help.
Help in protecting the park's future. By 2050, whites will no longer be the U.S. majority. So Spears says minority votes will be increasingly important.
Every session of Congress, we get someone who thinks that it would be a good idea to sell off a portion of a national park in order to put up an outlet mall or something else.
And it's not just votes to preserve wildlands. It's votes to preserve the places that tell the stories of all Americans. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, Hope Lab, and the George G. and Jeanette A. Stewart Charitable Trust.